AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is campaigning tonight in Richmond, Virginia. It's his first stop since last night's Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas. Other candidates are also out and about. After touring a job training center in the Las Vegas suburb of Henderson, Nevada, Democratic frontrunner Hillary Rodham Clinton said she feels lucky.
Last night was a good night. Today is just as good. Getting the endorsement of this union and the members that you represent and what it means to really focus on the trades, it doesn't get any better than that.
GOP presidential hopeful Ted Cruz says last night's Democratic debate was revealing.
There was very little disagreement last night at the Democratic debate because every one of the Democratic candidates has agreed on doubling down on the failed Obama strategies. So it was really quite interesting.
Rival Marco Rubio told a gathering in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Republicans must win the White House next year.
We cannot afford another 4 years like the last eight as a country. If we have another 4 years like the last eight, the speech I just gave you, I may not be able to give it to you in 4 years. I may not be able to tell you that we still have time to leave our children better off than ourselves.
Stocks closed lower today after a disappointing forecast by Walmart.
The Dow gave up 157 points to close at 16,924. The S&P lost 9 points and the Nasdaq declined 13 points. Walmart plunged 10% after the huge retailer said it expects its profits to take a hit as the company works to fend off intensifying competition. Traders were also sizing up a mixed batch of earnings. JP Morgan Chase led financial stocks lower after its earnings fell short of forecasts. Julie Walker, New York.
Texas has executed a cop killer. This is AP Radio News. A Nevada sheriff says people who called 911 to report that Lamar Odom was found unconscious at a legal brothel said the former NBA star had been doing cocaine.
They also informed dispatch that he'd used up to 10 tabs of sexual performance enhancer supplements over the last three-day period.
Jesse Jackson says Odom is on life support at a Las Vegas hospital, where he was taken after being found unconscious at the Love Ranch in Crystal, Nevada.
He was non-responsive yesterday, they said, and he's responsive today, and he's surrounded by lots of love. I'm sure it was a joy to the family that Kobe stopped by to spend some time with him last night.
Jackson says Odom's wife of 4 years, Khloe Kardashian, is also at his bedside. Odom's grandmother told the Associated Press his father is also with him. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.